Good morning and welcome to Redeemer Lutheran Church. We're glad you're here with us today. We'll remind you once again that we have communion during this service later on, and we invite you to get the elements of communion ready for later when you'll be able to take it at your home. Today is right at the end of the month, and so we're celebrating all our high school graduates. We'll celebrate them once we're able to get back together again, but I also want to highlight to you right now that Meskerim Burke, Kenny Neumeyer, and Zach Thomas are our graduates, and we offer them our congratulations. Remind you that in a couple of weeks, it's our turn to host Family Promise, but with our social distancing requirements, we can't actually host them here at the church. If you'd like to offer some financial support to help with their transportation and lodging, please send that here to the church with marked for Family Promise. If you'd like to provide them with a meal, there are ways that can happen too, and you just need to contact Shannon Smith. Linda Anderson has gone into Lexington Hospital, so I need to let you know about that. And then also, normally today on Pentecost Sunday, we would be celebrating confirmation of some of our young people. Again, because of our social distancing needs, we can't do that right at this point. We will do it later when we can eventually gather. But in order to remember Pentecost and the gift of the Holy Spirit, today, later in our service, near the Creed, we will be affirming our baptisms together as all of us. So be aware that will change a little bit when we get to that point, and I'll walk you through that as well. Amanda.
Oh, there are so many exciting things going on at Redeemer. So this week, we are still collecting shoes and feminine hygiene products. The distribution will be on Saturday. So if you can have your shoes up here, if you want to make a donation up here earlier this week, that would be great. We have a team that's tagging and bagging those, getting ready to share them with our friends from Lunch on the Lawn. Also, we have a new blessing box that's been out in the parking lot for maybe 3 weeks.
Something like that.
4 weeks. And it has been a great blessing to the folks in our neighborhood. And we have seen many people be blessed by that because I consistently see items going and blessing families from the box. So if you're so inclined, if you go grocery shopping and you're willing to pick up just a few extra things that could go in the blessing box, that would be really wonderful. And then we can bless some more families with our blessing box. And you're welcome to put those items in there yourself, or if you would rather drop them off at the church door, we'll put them in there for you. I think those are all the announcements I have, Pastor Gary.
Okay.
All right. Happy Pentecost.
Back at you.
All right.
Or no, but I think the right answer is, and also with you.
Yes, I do. I do
think
that is the right answer.
Yeah. Let us prepare for our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, full of compassion and mercy, abounding in steadfast love. Amen. Trusting God's promise of forgiveness, let us confess our sin against God and one another. Eternal God, our Creator, in you we live and move and have our being. Look upon us, your children, the work of your hands. Forgive us all our offenses and cleanse us from proud thoughts and empty desires. By your grace, draw us near to you, our refuge and our strength. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. In the mercy of Almighty God, Christ died for us while we still were sinners, and for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world,
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, on this day you open the hearts of your faithful people by sending into us your Holy Spirit. Direct us by the light of that Spirit, that we may have a right judgment in all things and rejoice at all times in your peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, the apostles were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own language we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah. You have the words of eternal life. Amen. Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. A friend of mine, a pastor named Delmer Chilton, wrote this story a few years ago. He wrote, "When I was a young teenager, Mama and Daddy went to work in the cotton mill to supplement the family income. Up until then, we got by on just the tobacco crop. They still raised tobacco. They did it after work and on weekends and expected a lot of help from their children. They would leave for the mill around 6:30 a.m. And they would put a list of things to get done in the middle of the table for the children to see when we got up. Some to be done around the house, most in the fields. They got home around 3:30 in the afternoon. We tried to figure out how long it would take us to get the jobs on the list done, and we always waited until the last possible moment to start working. One day, we had done nothing on the list.
It was about 11 or 11:30 in the morning. We were drinking Kool-Aid and eating peanut butter and cracker sandwiches and watching Dialing for Dollars on Channel 8 out of High Point, North Carolina. When suddenly from the kitchen door there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire room where we were sitting. And the name of that wind was Mama, and she was some kind of mad. She had gotten sick at work and had come home early, and instead of finding her children busy about the business she had left them to do, she found them sitting around doing nothing. Mama roared into the den, the fly swatter she had grabbed off the hook in the kitchen stove in her hand. She drove us out of that house and across the yard and up the hill and into the fields where we were supposed to be hoeing tobacco. Now, I'm betting that just about all of us here have experienced the rush of a mighty wind like that. For us, like my friend Delmer, it was a wind that spurred us to activity with alacrity. You know the saying, if mama ain't happy. The disciples experienced that rush of a mighty wind too. And on that first Pentecost day is when it happened. There they were biding their time after Jesus ascended back to heaven when suddenly a sound like the rush of a mighty wind filled the place they were in, and the Holy Spirit came upon them all. And what's remarkable is the change. What's remarkable is how they were spurred to action. Where before they had been a small, cowering band of believers, now suddenly they were out preaching sermons, using other languages, reaching out to others with the good news of Jesus. Nothing would or could stop them. The Holy Spirit was after them with fly swatter in hand. Well, not really. This was something they were eager to do. They were filled with the power of God's Spirit, energized by their faith, and emboldened to act in response to the good news of Jesus and His love. And our scripture tells us that when the day was over, the field had been hoed indeed. More than 3,000 had come to believe in Jesus. Now that's a mighty wind. But far too often we act as if the Holy Spirit comes as a zephyr. That's one of those words you don't hear or use very often, and it means a gentle breeze. The dictionary gives this example of the use of zephyr. A summer zephyr gently stirred her hair. And so often, far too often, that's just how we think of the Spirit. We think of it as something that gently stirs us in faith. We think of the Spirit as something that leads us to act in faith in comfortable, refreshing ways. We think of the Spirit as a gentle stirring that might call us to do something occasionally. We think of the Spirit nudging us a little to do something as long as it's in our comfort zone. But no, our scripture doesn't say that the Spirit comes as a zephyr, but instead as a mighty, violent wind. Like Delmer's mother, the Spirit is there in force, driving us out, impelling us onward, leading us to act, leading us in faith, leading us to sacrifice, leading us to serve. Today is Pentecost, the birthday of the church. And today God pours the Holy Spirit on us. In just moments now, we will affirm our own baptismal promises. We will promise God that there are things we will do through the Holy Spirit who empowers us. And our prayer is that in those promises, we won't be stirred by a zephyr, but moved by a mighty rushing wind. With faith, with hope, with confidence, we say, I will, and I ask God to help me. I once heard our South Carolina Synod Bishop, Bishop Yost, preach a sermon, and in it he said something profound. He said, we don't invite people to come to church. We invite people to be the church. Oh, people of God, feel the breeze. Be the church. Amen.
Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you that you have made us your own by water and the word in baptism. You have called us to yourself, enlightened us with the gifts of your Spirit, and nourished us in the community of faith. Uphold your servants in the gifts and promises of baptism, and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Christ. Amen. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? If so, answer, I renounce them.
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? If so, answer, I renounce them.
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? If so, answer, I renounce them.
I renounce them.
Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? If so, answer, I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
I do.
People of God, do you promise to support and pray for one another in your life in Christ? If so, answer, we do, and we ask God to help and guide us.
We do, and we ask God to help and guide us.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give us new birth, cleanse us from sin, and raise us to eternal life. Stir up in your people the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Almighty God, as we hear again today the story of those disciples receiving the Holy Spirit, we ask that you might send your Spirit also to us. Ignite our faith, sear our hearts, and singe our lives with your fire. Fill us with zeal for you. Take possession of us and set our faith aflame. Lord, in your mercy. God, who calls us all your children. In the past few days, our society has been rocked by unrest and discord, and we know once again that we live in brokenness. call us to repent of and seek forgiveness for the racism deep within, for people different from us, and the many ways it operates in our lives that we aren't even aware of. By your Spirit, enable those who are so angry and those who are so perplexed by the anger to be able to perceive how the other side feels, to walk in their shoes, and to change their feelings of distrust and fear to understanding and compassion. Lead us from this place into a place of peace and unity as one family under you. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you know our needs better than we ourselves know them. Be with the sick and all those in any difficulty. Give our world a full measure of your healing and your peace. Bless all in need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, we pray for your church. We ask now that your church might become more and more meaningful to us and to our community. Grant us so steadfast a faithfulness in your service that through us you are made known to the world. May we be people of love and forgiveness, bridging the hurts of life in love. Hasten the day when your followers truly become one in you. Give us a new vision of the hope we have in you, now and forever. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, fulfilling the promise of the resurrection. You pour out the fire of your Spirit, uniting in one body people of every nation and tongue. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Holy God, breath of life and fire of love, with a mighty wind you brought creation into being, and by a pillar of fire you led your people into freedom. We praise you for the gift of your Son, who poured out your Spirit on his disciples of every race and nation. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and the sending of the Holy and life-giving Spirit, we await his coming again to renew the face of the earth. Send now your Holy Spirit upon us and upon this meal. Anoint us with your gifts of faith, hope, and love, that with thankful hearts we may be witnesses to your Son. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace. Amen. Let us pray. Life-giving God, you have fed us with your word, and our hearts burn within us. Through this meal, you have opened us to your presence. Now send us forth to share the gifts of Easter with all in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.